do. It's on the paper, but it's not in me. And it was simply because at that particular time I was facing a personal need in my own family that I hadn't given over to him. And I needed to, but I was living separate from him and grappling with my need, and then my prayers were over here apart from me, and my professionalism was covered with highly polished rhetoric and all of the accoutrements of dignified professional Presbyterianism. And I wasn't letting the Lord get to me. And I saw a man sitting on a park bench right in the village square. And it was Harold DeVries, the pastor of the Bible Church. And I went up to him and I said, "Harold, what are you doing here?" And he said, "I can't preach." I said, "Harold, I admire you as one of the finest expositors of Scripture in the nation. What do you mean you can't preach?" And he said, "I've studied all week, but it's not inside of me." And I said, "Mine isn't inside of me either." And he said, "Why don't we pray for each other?" I said, "Well, I'll get down on my knees, and if you just place your hands on my shoulder and pray that I would be anointed afresh with a new intimacy with Christ, to know him more personally than ever, and to allow him to get at the need that presently was in my life, and heal that so that I could go into the pulpit as a renewed person." Well, I got on my knees. Here we were, now 5:30 in the morning, and he prayed for me, and then he said, "Oh no, you can't leave now." He said, "You got to pray for me." And I got down next to him, and as he got on his knees, I placed my hands on his shoulders and prayed for him. He called me at 2:00 that afternoon, and he said, "Lloyd, we've got to do that every Sunday morning. I've had the best sermon I've ever had." And instead of every Sunday morning, we decided we'd get together every Tuesday morning. Then we asked the Episcopal priest to join us, and the pastors at the Congregational Church, and the Roman Catholic priests, and pretty soon we had a room full of people, and we had breakfast every Tuesday morning. And I can still remember a woman who came out of the church one day and took a hold of my robe, and she said, "Damn you!" I said, "What are you so angry about?" She said, "Well, all I ever hear is about Jesus, all about Jesus, all the time Jesus. I'm going to..."